The World Day of Social Justice is held on February the 20th and aims to promote poverty eradication and social integration. HelpAge International, the charity which works to ensure older people lead dignified, active, healthy and secure lives, has chosen this World Day of Social Justice to call for better support for elder people during emergency and recovery situations. Sylvia Stefanoni is Director of Programs and Policy at HelpAge International. She points out that older people are amongst the most vulnerable in emergencies, yet their needs are often overlooked.
We are working with older people across the world in all sorts of conditions, and we are increasingly understanding that their vulnerability in situation of emergency is extremely high. We are really concerned about the level of response to that vulnerability, as there are increasingly more older people living in very difficult conditions that, when are affected by emergency, are suffering more than the general population. And there's very little understanding of this, and there is very little resources dedicated to respond to the situation of older people. We think this is unjust. This is not a situation where, in a humanitarian context, everyone has the right to a humanitarian assistance. And the fact that older people are not targeted specifically, are not assisted specifically, and I can give you a lot of example of evidence that we have that this is not happening. Let me just say one thing about that. Older people in emergencies often find themselves in a more isolated situation when the relief effort comes. That means, for example, that it is hard for older people to reach the relief distribution. As we all know, the relief distribution are given, for example, in a context of refugee camps or immediately after the aftermath of a disaster in a very public place. And older people extremely difficult for them to reach this distribution. This is one example. Another example, we know with what has happened with Katrina, we know what the hurricane in the US, we know what happened with the tsunami in Japan, that the situation of older people in isolation makes it extremely difficult for them to be reached by the relief efforts. And therefore, the mortality of older people has been extremely high, disproportionately high in this context. So this is not just an issue of developing countries. This is a worldwide issue that we need to all come to grips with and ensure that we are understanding the vulnerability of older people and respond in a situation of emergency.
I can imagine that older people, because of their physical vulnerability, may have more difficulty in fleeing conflict. They may be more vulnerable to disease and to injury. They may appear to be amongst the most vulnerable people in emergency situations.
That is exactly true. The one other issue, though, that needs to be considered and often is not fully understood is that older people are also very much part of the solution in a relief situation. And we have seen, for example, in the camps in Darfur, in Sudan, and in other contexts in the Congo, that older people, after a disaster, of course, some of them are extremely vulnerable, but some of them are the first one to support and to respond by assisting their immediate families and communities. How many pictures have we seen, for example, of older people carrying the children after a flooding? Many older people take a very active role, and especially in conflict context, when the adult population is often not present because they are fighting or they are not in the communities. Older people and women are the first to respond to a humanitarian situation. So in situation of displacement, older people are also active. As I said, it is important to know which group of older peoples are in the communities, those more active and those more vulnerable. But we need to ensure that those more active are brought in into the plans for responding to emergency. Their role is recognized and they are supported to provide their roles. This implies that you have to develop disaster risk reduction policies which include and practice which include older people. So, for example, in Latin America, we have been working with older people at the community level to support their ability to respond to disaster. They formed this group called the Brigadas Blancas, the White Brigades, and this group are endorsed by the community to respond to emergency in a different way by identifying, for example, our other older people or by supporting other members of their communities.
So as you told me the last time, you are trying to capitalize on what you call the longevity dividend. Old people can, in fact, be an incredible resource in many different situations.
Yeah, that's precisely exactly as you say, is that longevity dividends that we work to ensure the communities understand, support and exploit. And that, though, needs to be recognized by and resources dedicated to that. And I just want to raise these issues of resources dedicated to humanitarian response. We, with other agencies, are very much looking into how much resources is dedicated to all the people and to all the population. And we, every year, we carry out a study of the flash appeals. These are appeals that are done, organized by the United Nations when an emergency occurs, and pledges are put forward by different agencies on how they would respond to that emergency. In this situation, we have seen that, unfortunately, it's only less than 1% is specifically dedicated to older people. That doesn't mean that perhaps other agencies will be providing some assistance to older people. But the fact is that in population, on average, you have 6-7%. And in some time, as I said, in emergency contests, particularly in conflict-related emergency contests, you find a higher percentage of older people in situation of need and humanitarian needs. So we're talking some time about 10-11%. In those situations, less than 1% dedicated to older people is not a way to really exploit that longevity dividend. So we are really calling for more resources, more specific resources dedicated. And in addition to the resources is really an understanding of what response older people need. And we are working in partnership with many other organizations because we realize that humanitarian agencies have to respond to the whole population. So this is not about just targeting that group, but is ensuring that that group is understood and included. So we work particularly with Handicap International, for example, who also is concerned about people with disability in situation of emergency being forgotten and excluded. We work with Médecins Sans Frontières, that is an organization that does a lot of humanitarian response, to ensure that in their clinics they understand the situation of older people, for example. They ensure that they have available medicine for chronic diseases. This is a very simple measure that is often not clear and not understood. Older people, during emergency contest, the medication support cannot be just for trauma, but you have to continue to support those people on medication for chronic condition, which are not available often in situation of disasters. And they are vital to ensure that older people survive. You then have to look at nutrition. Nutrition is a big issue because, as we know, even in our own context, you need to have services, need to provide food that is digestible, that is appropriate to older people. That often is not available. The way in which older people malnutrition is measured in emergency, it's also extremely difficult because up to now, the majority of agencies measure the malnutrition amongst children, and the methodologies they use is not appropriate for older people. So we are working with nutritionists to develop appropriate way to measure the level of malnutrition amongst older people, which is another vulnerable groups, which is extremely important so that agency can be prepared with that kind of nutrition for this group. And then goes all the way up to rehabilitation, as we said at the beginning, because the recovery phase is also extremely important. Older people are particularly affected from a psychosocial perspective. Differently from younger people, it is harder at times for older people to regain confidence and is to look at the future in a positive way. That means that psychosocial support is required. It is a specific type of psychosocial support linked to, for example, peer-to-peer support, but also, for example, ensuring that older people are included in rehabilitation programs. We have found that in many cases, older people are not considered for food for work type of programs that are put in place after the emergency. And in Haiti, after the aftermath, for example, we work with a group of older people to ensure that they had access to these kind of programs. So they organize themselves to ensure that they offer them their services into this program focused on work after an emergency context as a way as well to recover and restart a life.
Do you have a short message for the World Day of Social Justice?
Yes, the message is target older people in emergency in a specific way to ensure that we have a just humanitarian response across the world.